The March. Over the course of the next year, Decision Tech grew its sales dramatically and met its revenue goals during three of its four quarters. The company moved into a virtual tie for the number one position in the industry, but had yet to separate itself from its chief rival. With the substantial improvement in performance, the company saw turnover among employees subside and morale rise steadily, with the exception of a slight and temporary dip when the company missed its numbers. Interestingly, when that happened, even the chairman called to encourage Catherine not to get too disappointed in light of the undeniable progress she had made. With more than 250 employees, Catherine decided it was time to trim down the number of executives who reported directly to her. She believed that the larger the company, the smaller the team should be at the top. And with the addition of a new head of sales and a human resources director, her staff had grown to a barely manageable 8. It wasn't that Catherine couldn't handle the weekly one-on-ones, but it was increasingly difficult to have fluid and substantive discussions during staff meetings with 9 people sitting around the table. Even with the new collective attitude of the members of the team, it would be only a matter of time before problems began to surface. So, more than a year after the final Napa offsite had ended, Catherine decided to make a few organizational changes, which she delicately but confidently explained to each of her staff members. Nick would again assume the role of Chief Operating Officer, a title he finally felt he had earned. Carlos and the new head of sales would report to him and would no longer be on the CEO's staff. Human Resources would report to Jan, leaving Catherine with 5 direct reports: Martin as CTO, Jan as CFO, Nick as COO, Joseph as VP of Marketing, and Jeff as VP of Business Development. A week later, another of Catherine's quarterly 2-day staff meetings took place. Before Catherine could start the meeting, Jan wanted to know, "Where's Jeff?" Catherine responded matter-of-factly, "That's what I wanted to talk about first today. Jeff won't be coming to these meetings anymore." The room was stunned, both at what Catherine had said and that she said it with so little emotion. Finally, Jan asked the question that everyone was thinking. "Jeff quit?" Catherine seemed a little surprised by the question. "No." Martin then followed, "You didn't fire him, did you?" Suddenly, it occurred to Catherine what everyone was thinking. "No, of course not. Why would I fire Jeff? It's just that he'll be reporting to Nick from now on. Given his new role, he and I both agree that it makes a lot of sense." As much as everyone was relieved that their worst fears had been allayed, there was still something bothering them. Jan couldn't hold back. "Catherine, I can certainly see that it makes sense, and frankly, I'm sure that Nick is glad to have Jeff on his team." Nick nodded to confirm this, and Jan continued, "But don't you think he's disappointed about not reporting directly to you anymore? I mean, I know we're not supposed to be concerned with status and ego and all of that, but he is a board member and a founder. Did you really consider what this means to him?" Catherine smiled proudly, delighted that they had forced her to explain what she had been wanting to tell them all along. "You guys, this was Jeff's idea." That thought had not occurred to any of them. Catherine went on. "He said that as much as he wanted to stay on the team, it made more sense for him to be part of Nick's group. I actually gave him a chance to change his mind, and he insisted it was the right thing to do for the company and for the team." Catherine let her team enjoy a silent moment of admiration for their former CEO. And then she continued, "I think we owe it to Jeff and everyone else at this company to make this work. Let's get started."